several new companies are betting there's money to be made in a new kind of mining, space mining. Yes, drilling into the moon or into asteroids to supply raw materials for future deep space missions. There is a university willing to bet on this, too, with the world's first degree program in space mining. Dan Boyce reports.
Dr. Angel Abud Madrid has this shtick for one of his classes at the Colorado School of Mines.
Welcome, my fellow crewmates.
Pretending he and his students are in a ship on an actual space mission.
We are now transitioning from the Earth to the Moon.
It's an online seminar class. More than a dozen students are lined up on his computer monitor, many of them already working aerospace professionals. If people ever want to land on Mars or really explore beyond it, it'll just be too expensive to rocket everything these missions will ever need from Earth. You need interplanetary gas stations. And that's where space mining comes in. Or, as Abud Madrid politely corrects me, space resources. Because there's a lot of useful stuff out there.
Anywhere from solar energy to microgravity. Yes, there's minerals and there's metals that will be mined, but there's also gases and water. So it's broader than that.
The School of Mines is not the only one to offer classes on the topic. Starting this year, though, it is the first to offer master's and PhD level degrees. He takes me downstairs to a lab where some of the real action's taking place. And in the middle of everything, a reflective silver funnel wrapped in copper tubing. Graduate researcher Hunter Williams says through this funnel, there'll be shining light from an IMAX theater bulb, condensing it down to a beam about an inch wide aimed at a fake asteroid.
It's going to have the watts per square centimeters of about 1,000 suns, and we're going to hit an asteroid simulant sample with it and blow it up.
It's like a ray gun.
It's very much like a ray gun.
Williams quit his job as an engineer at aerospace giant Lockheed Martin to join the Space Resources Program. He's bullish that an industry which still sounds like utter science fiction to many is coming fast. One that won't just put one or two people in space.
But a whole colony, a whole society of people. And it's not going to be 100 years from now. It's going to be maybe a decade from now.
PhD student Justin Cyrus has already started a company called Lunar Outposts that he hopes will eventually serve the space mining industry.
We said this is only going to happen once in our lifetime. This is an opportunity that we have to take.
He says he wants to be in on the beginning of what he thinks could be a new industrial revolution. Henry Hertzfeld is not convinced.
I wouldn't go that far.
He's director of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. We spoke to him on Skype. He believes over the next 5 to 10 years, there may be some small, isolated projects that demonstrate a concept or a new technology.
But in terms of lots of jobs and a burgeoning commercial enterprise, I don't see that anytime soon.
Back on the pretend spaceship, the students are speaking to a representative from a Japanese company called iSpace that plans to send its first mission to mine water on the moon by 2020. And iSpace's Kyla Cherno says they're hiring.
We're still growing rapidly and we're actively seeking for great talent.
Which excites Professor Abud Madrid.
Whoa, I can see the resumes flowing right now.
Resumes that in a few years could be topped with the first PhDs in space resources. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce.